MDCT spokesperson for Manicaland Province, Trevor Saruaka, told VOA Studio 7 that his party's organizing secretary for Makoni Central constituency, Tazuona Marima, was assaulted by a senior cop at Rusape police station yesterday. Saruaka, who is also the legislator for Mutasa Central constituency, said a senior cop, identified as Dispo Gwangwawa, assaulted Marima with the help of other unnamed officers after police had called Marima to the station in connection with a protest being planned against President Robert Mugabe's leadership.
Certainly, I can confirm that yesterday, our organizing secretary for Makoni Central, Mr. Tazuona Marima, was invited by the police to explain why they were asking for clearance to do a demonstration tomorrow. During the interrogations, we understand the police dispo, Mr. Gwangwawa, ended up beating up Mr. Marima, asking him where he wanted Mugabe to go, why he wanted Mugabe to go. So after the assault, we understand they then wanted to force Marima to pay an admission of guilt fine, which he refused correctly because he has got no case.
The MDCT's Agriculture Portfolio Secretary, Valentine Ziswa, who visited Rusape Police Station today, told Studio 7 by phone from Rusape that several members of his party were denied entry by a group of heavily armed police details at the station where Marima is being held.
Well, the first group that went in the morning were not given permission to go in. They allowed only one person who was going to give him food. His wife. The second group that went in, that included myself, in the afternoon was also stopped from going, especially by one called Chief Inspector Murungu of the CID.
Saruaka said Marima is now expected to appear in court tomorrow, although charges against him still remain unclear.
It's very sad that the police is continuing to act in a partisan manner. To try to protect a dictator, to try to protect people who are causing so much suffering to Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are tired of Mugabe rule, and it's our right to demand that he must go.
He added that the opposition will go ahead with its planned demonstration in Rusape town tomorrow, despite the absence of a police clearance.
MDC is a law-abiding party. By advising them that we are going to demonstrate, we've already played our part. It's not up to the police to say, go ahead and no, don't go ahead.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Dispo Gwangwawa, as officers who answered the phone at Rusape station said he was not in his office. National Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherik Charamba, said she could not comment on the matter as she was yet to be briefed by her colleagues on what happened at Rusape police station. Meanwhile, Saruaka said his party is not happy with Mr. Mugabe's administration, accusing it of running down the country's once vibrant economy. For his part, Mr. Mugabe told Zimbabweans during his State of the Nation address that he expected the country's economy to grow with value addition and beneficiation in the agricultural and mining sectors as catalysts. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.